The Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC's Coolest Things Made in Wisconsin contest. It's this annual competition that highlights the state's vibrant manufacturing industry. The contest is into the top eight right now. Nick Novak is the president, or the vice president of communications and market at the WMC. Nick joins us this morning. Nick, how are you?
I'm doing well. Appreciate the promotion.
Of course, of course. So just kind of level set for us first. It's Manufacturing Month, of course. For those that don't know the WMC, just tell us what the organization does and what you work for each and every day for manufacturers.
WMC is the combined State Chamber of Commerce and State Manufacturers Association. So we represent all businesses that are operating here in Wisconsin, and our ultimate goal, the mission of our organization that has been in existence since 1911, so well over 100 years, is to make Wisconsin the most competitive state in the nation to do business, that helps attract businesses here, helps grow our economy, attract and retain workers here in Wisconsin. And so we work on behalf of the business community to make sure that this is a great place to do business, to work, to raise a family. And one of those things that we do is we bring attention to things like our vibrant manufacturing sector, like you just mentioned, operating the Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin contest with our great partner, Johnson Financial Group. We've been doing this for 9 years now, and it's just really an opportunity for us to talk about not only the really cool things that we make here in Wisconsin, but the great careers available making those cool things.
Yeah, and having that opportunity to showcase, you know, people understand the manufacturing base in our state, but you got to humanize it. You got to show us the products, and I think that's what's been so cool, if you will, about this contest. Who are some of the last couple winners?
Yeah, so one of the best things is that we really do have a diverse manufacturing industry, and I mean, you can look at some of our past winners. Last year, Plexus Corporation with their Bevy bottleless water dispenser. They're a contract manufacturer, and they make this product that is basically you can walk up to it, and instead of having to get a sparkling water out of a refrigerator in a can or a bottle, something like that, you can go right up to this machine, you click a few buttons, you can select how much fizz you want, do you want caffeine, what flavor do you want, and it'll pour it right into your cup right there. This is great for hotels, for corporate locations. And then the year prior, we had Pierce Manufacturing in Appleton with their electric fire truck, one of the first electric fire trucks in the country. Was actually right in Madison, Wisconsin, made by Pierce Manufacturing. And, you know, you can go look back. We've had a rifle win. We've had a Navy crane that lifts up huge ships. Just so many different products. Harley Davidson from Milwaukee. The different products that we make here in Wisconsin, as we said, it's so cool, and we love partnering with Johnson Financial Group every year to be able to bring attention to these different products that we make.
So in terms of the final eight that we're in right now, anything surprise you, and can you highlight a couple of the companies and products in the final eight?
You know, I don't think I was surprised by anything. I think I was just excited about the fact that our aim is to showcase the diversity, the vibrancy of manufacturing in Wisconsin. We employ nearly 500,000 workers, over $70 billion in economic output each year from that sector alone. And that all shows in our top eight. I mean, you look at Jolly Good Soda and PS Seasoning, you know, two food processors that we have here in Wisconsin. But then you go to the other side of the bracket and you see that we have John Deere with their Signature Series lawn tractor. We have a small company that makes custom metal benches for communities and parks all across Wisconsin. I mean, there's all these different products that maybe you know that we make in Wisconsin, maybe you don't know we make in Wisconsin. Another company is Metalcraft Mint Incorporated. They make military medals and insignia, and including having made Olympic medals for the Olympics, that the Winter Olympics we've hosted here in the U.S. recently, and inaugural medals for both Republican and Democrat presidents. I mean, just some really, really cool stuff.
Yeah, and then Metalcraft is right in Green Bay, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So when we come back, more with Nick Novak. But Nick, I want to have you let us know when we're going to get to the top four. And then what is on the legislative agenda for small businesses and manufacturers specifically in the for the rest of the year and looking into next year? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Nick Novak joins us from Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. Nick, again, thanks for your time this morning. So we're down to the eight in the coolest things made in Wisconsin contest. When will we be pared down to the top four? And then how can people engage and vote for their favorites?
Folks can go to madeinwis.com. That's madeinwis.com until 5 o'clock today to cast their vote to determine our top four. We'll close voting at 5 o'clock today. We will announce the top four around lunchtime tomorrow in a live stream video on YouTube and Facebook. So folks can go to WMC's YouTube page and Facebook to like those so that they can follow along. And then we'll start the voting again on Thursday morning right at 8 o'clock. And we will vote for about a week, and we will announce the winner on October 17th, so this following Thursday, at right around 1 o'clock, 1:30, at our WMC Business Day in Madison event. So folks can actually come and attend that event if they want. They can head over to WMC.org. Registration closes tomorrow at 5 o'clock. So anyone who wants to check out some great speakers and find out who wins the coolest thing made in Wisconsin in person, they can head over and register for that event until tomorrow.
So what are some of the other highlights of Business Day?
We have a really great lineup. Not only are we going to be talking about business issues with a CEO fireside chat with Chris Dries, the CEO of Menasha Corporation, we're also going to have Reince Priebus and Donna Brazil, the former RNC chair, the former DNC chair, doing a bipartisan election preview. You know, Wisconsin is one of the top battleground states for the presidential race, for the U.S. Senate. They're going to bring a lot of information there and kind of have some different perspectives. So really looking forward to that conversation. And then we have an expert on geopolitics who's going to be talking about the different threats that we're facing from around the world and how it might impact the business community and folks here at home in Wisconsin and a number of other speakers. So really looking forward to Business Day.
Yeah. And when you look around the Midwest and obviously highlighting all the companies and kind of the legislative agenda at Business Day, when you look around the Midwest, which state do you want to most emulate and why? Are there certain policies or certain agendas that you're like, yeah, you know, that could work really well in Wisconsin?
Well, I think I'd start off by saying that right now businesses, their biggest concern that we're hearing from them is just the high costs. I mean, everywhere they look, things are getting more expensive, whether it's being driven by inflation, whether it's high healthcare costs. Wisconsin has the fifth highest hospital costs in the country. Everything they're looking at, we have high costs. And so I would say that, you know, looking to Iowa, where they are driving down their income tax, their individual income tax, that helps not only workers and families so that they don't have to pay as much into taxes each year. It also helps out our small businesses who pay their taxes as an individual. They're called pass-through entities. And roughly 90% of businesses in Wisconsin file their taxes that way. Mm-hmm. So bringing that individual income tax down is a huge win, not only for Wisconsin families, but for businesses in hoping to expand our economy and bring down costs. You know, and I'd also answer your question by saying I really wouldn't want to look towards what Minnesota is doing, what Illinois is doing, especially Minnesota. I mean, they are passing massive spending increases in that state with massive tax increases, so much more regulation onto the business community. It's just really harming their economy, and they're starting to see some of those after effects from it, and we certainly don't want to be following in their footsteps.
Yeah, but there's definitely a recruitment and retention angle in Minnesota that seems to be attracting younger workers, and I think that's an important thing to look for as well. I mean, what are you hearing from the manufacturers in terms of recruitment and retention? And we got about 20 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, people are seeing the high costs just like businesses are. So if we can find ways to lower costs in Wisconsin, whether that's through healthcare transparency, tax reform, those are all important. But I'd note in Minnesota, young people are actually starting to leave the state now. You know, they're looking to states that they're finding these lower costs. And yeah. So, You know, we just think that Wisconsin needs to get on a track to lower taxes, lower healthcare costs, and really make it more competitive.
Nick Novak from the WMC, appreciate your time. Look forward to the Final Four.